Good day, everyone. Welcome to a special audio interview on Bull Market Run as we continue our conversation with Pete Bernier, President and CEO of Richfield Ventures, RVC on the TSX Venture Exchange. Just 27 million shares outstanding, 40 million fully diluted, multi-million ounce gold potential at its Blackwater project in central British Columbia, where a 25,000-meter drill program is currently underway. Pete is on the line from beautiful Quesnel, BC. And Pete, your 18-hole drill program last fall produced some world-class intersections, over 300 meters of 1.25 grams per ton gold in hole 59, for example, and you've been able to extend that hole another 36 meters in your new drilling, which started last month. Mineralization is starting near surface here. I would say you are on to something very big.
Yes, and when you look at that, when you get that kind of consistent grade all the way down the hole right from the surface, I think that's what people look at. When you look at the Kinross and companies like that and what they're mining, I think they're mining a lot of stuff that's below a gram gold. So I think this has got a huge potential for a major bulk tonnage gold system here.
Now, you're drilling 25,000 meters right now. Some of that is exploratory drilling, and the balance of it is going to be for a 43-101 that you hope to have by probably early next year, right?
Yeah, right now we've started the exploratory drilling the first part of April. We've got another drill and a full camp coming into the project in approximately another month and a half from now. We're just waiting for the things to dry up a little bit. We are in the spring here right now, so... But things are going very well, and we're looking forward to, making a pincushion out of this thing and trying to find something.
Hole 59, Pete, is in the northern portion of Blackwater that you have optioned from SilverQuest Resources. You got some amazing results from hole 59, but you actually believe the southern portion of Blackwater, which you control 100% of, could hold the most potential.
Hole 59 was almost, it's in the northern half of the option property that we have. We've optioned two different properties here. On the northern half, we've got a 75% interest from SilverQuest Resources, which we're almost completely done that option right now. It was a four-year option. We're just a year away from the beginning it, but we should be done that option pretty soon. And on the southern half, which kind of dissects the mineralization in the middle, we think is we've got 100% earning on that property from some private individuals. We don't know, but we have a feeling that possibly because of the way the geology is down there that the deposit could be heading south into the 100% owned ground. And on that 100% owned ground, we did have 207 meters of a gram point, 96 meters of a gram. We had some pretty good numbers down there. We just haven't, there's been no holes down there like there has been in the north half because it's always been privately owned.
So a lot of blue sky potential here. What do you think, Pete, the market is not seeing right now in Richfield? What's the market missing in its analysis of Blackwater so far?
I don't think they understand the size of this deposit. I don't think they understand the mineralization we're getting at depth, being 800 meters wide and then 500-600 meters north-south on the east side, I don't think they're putting all our holes together and seeing the bigger picture. We do only have 40 million shares out, so when, the market does take off, like a few weeks ago, there was some heavy buying there, about a million shares in a day and maybe 500,000, and the market moved up quite a bit because there's not a lot of paper out there. You're seeing the low volumes on the market going down, so, some people are just taking their profits. But I do believe that nobody really understands this deposit yet, and I think that this drill program that we have, 25,000 meters, is going to show what this thing really is, and we'll get a 43-101 compliant resource done with this drilling, and then I think the world is going to start to look at us differently.
You only have 40 million shares outstanding, and that's all pretty tightly held.
Yeah, that's fully diluted. Outstanding right now is about 27 million. But, institutions now own approximately 26 to 28% of us. And then, of course, retail has got to be in the neighborhood of 50%. And then, insiders and people close to the company probably control. control about 20% of the paper.
And what other properties do you have right now, Pete, besides Blackwater? Obviously, this is your flagship property, but you've got some pretty interesting other properties in your portfolio as well.
Yeah, we've got a great a team working with us right now, Paget Minerals. We're doing a joint venture with them on approximately 100,000 or plus acres northwest of the Blackwater and north of the Blackwater. When we first discovered this last summer, we started picking up some similar type deposits in the Nechaco Plateau with similar lithologies, and we're just now we're on the ground. Actually, the guys are back on the ground on those projects right now. We hope to have a drill on those targets late in the summer, probably in the fall at some point. And, you know, we like to poke a few holes in there. There's some, you know, 3-gram gold material on surface there, some 5-gram gold material. So, you know, we've done a lot of work in the office on this stuff, and now we're in the field looking at that. And Paget's doing a great job with us on that project. And, yeah, we hope to find something there as well this year.
Do you have any plans on getting the story out perhaps a little bit more effectively with what you've got at Blackwater?
We're planning road shows right now. In June, we're going to go back east to Toronto, talk to some of our investors back there. We've got some plans to go to New York to talk to some institutions down there at some point. But right now, you know, our main focus is to get some more holes into the ground and get us a real story going on this thing, and then get back on the road and tell it again.
Pete, thank you very much. Best of luck with the drill program this summer. I know it's going to be a very busy summer for you, a very exciting summer for you as well. And I know we'll be speaking with you again, I'm sure, in the near future. You're welcome, of course, at any time to come back and update us on what's happening. There's a terrific story unfolding here.
Thank you very much for your time, John.
Thanks, Pete. You've been listening to a special audio interview on BullMarketRun.com with Pete Bernier, President and CEO of Richfield Ventures, RVC, on the TSX Venture Exchange. This is BullMarketRun.com, where we bring you home run opportunities in the junior resource sector.